The music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Well, I'm terribly frightened by the problem of LSD. I think there's been a great deal of misinformation by those who seem to see no harm in it. No!
Sometimes I'm catching all I can in the steady watching of the prophet's plan. Oh, and the good life we'll live, they won't tell, will keep us our souls very well in the wisdom of right ever long, and the spirit of us living on.
Back once again, fans of the greatest 60s underground rock music. I'm Phil Gray. This is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast, and this is episode 327. Something a little different for this episode. We are looking once again, been a while, at the more psychedelic end of 60s garage rock. So what a great way to get underway. One of the defining bands of the genres and a personal favorite. The 13th Floor Elevators. One of the pioneering bands of American psychedelic rock. Unfortunately, their recorded legacy often treated very, very poorly, particularly as a record label International Artists went under in 1970. Their back catalogue kind of fell into limbo, was bootlegged variously, and certainly on the market there have been various very, very poor quality copies of their music. track we had was an acetate version of Livin' On. Now, that's taken from a significant box set called Sign of the Three-Eyed Men. Fantastic resource for any fans of the 394 Elevators. That one actually off the 8th CD in that 10 CD compilation. The 8th CD titled I Love That Sound contains 8 songs recorded for a never-released 3rd 34 Elevators LP. Heavily weighted by tracks by lead guitarist Stacey Sutherland. So the 13th Floor Elevators getting this psychedelia-tinged episode underway with Livin' On.
Smoke, smoke, everywhere was smoke. Everybody was smoking marijuana.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
Well, let's head into more obscure material. This band called The Toe Away Zone from Washington, Utah. Two tracks that I'm aware of. One is called Shabd, S-H-A-B apostrophe D. We're going to check out another one called Daddy's Zoo. On the Golden State Psychedelia, that's the Nuggets from the Golden State comp series from Big Beat Records, actually a 2015 release. So here we go, The Toe Away Zone with Daddy's Zoo.
Rather look down on my generation for getting hung up on smoking and drinking, knowing it's bad for us. You think we're stupid? Maybe you're right. But does that make your generation so all-fired smart for getting hung up on grass? You can be harmed by that, too. Or do you have double standards when it comes to our smoking and drinking and your blowing pot?
Pot isn't bad for you.
Oh, isn't it? How do you know?
Concerning marijuana's possibly harmful effects have been made, although they're not yet conclusive. But some facts are known. Some effects have been established. There are apparently few physical manifestations, a reddening of the eyes, lowered body temperature, and a certain inability to coordinate movement. But there are other effects, psychological effects. A marijuana user generally experiences an uncontrollable feeling of hilarity, quite without reason. He exhibits a marked carelessness. His senses and time perception are distorted. He becomes confused, and he displays irresponsibility and poor judgment.
Listen to the drummer of your mind. No retreating. No retreating. Your past, your future, he will find. Drums are beating. Drums are beating.
of past or future you will find. Drums are beating. Drums are beating.
So listen to the drummer of your dreams. He is taking what you're making, and he will set you free from in between. On awakening.
Welcome back to episode 327, this psychedelia-tinged episode of Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Top of the set, the Tow-Away Zone with Daddy's Zoo. Then a little taste of a global garage, and there's plenty more coming up later in this episode. A release from Jax Beat Records out of Denmark in 1968, although the band, in fact, Swedish. They're called Members Blues Band, the track called P.S. Alec. A very kind of trippy blues track from the Swedish band, but released in Denmark, as I said. Then thirdly in the set, and video up on our Facebook page right now. If you haven't visited us on Facebook, please do. Facebook.com/RetrospectGaragePunkRadio. The band out of Portland, Oregon, formed 1966. They're called the United Travel Service. Only had two singles, both rather psychedelic in nature. So late 1966, formed with the intention of bringing the San Francisco sound to the Northwest. They had played one gig named Virgin Forest before changing their name to United Travel Service. Taken, in fact, inspiration from poet Henry David Thoreau's quote, "If a man does not keep pace with his companions, perhaps it is because he has a different drummer." So the track, Drummer of Your Mind, by the United Travel Service. Dig what you hear?
Yeah!
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, Castbox, Podbean, PodDirectory, and many more. Well, another set of psychedelic obscurities for you. This first one by Creation's Disciple from Delville, Pennsylvania, 1966. This is called Psychedelic Retraction.
I want.
What it really does is it expands your mind. Makes you see things more clearly. Makes you more creative. Really, it does. All the painters and writers, they all say so. Yeah, maybe they do.
Anyway, Tom, it is illegal. Every time you blow a marijuana cigarette, you take a chance on blowing your future.
Oh, come on, Pop. All my friends smoke pot. They're not criminals.
Only because they haven't been caught yet.
I hear those grinding sounds. They're pounding through my brain. It's a psychedelic sound, and I'm really gone insane. No words can describe this wild screaming ride. So come on in and we'll go side by side. I hear those driving sounds, they're stopping my brain. It's a psychedelic ride. I think I'm going again. No words can describe this wild screaming ride. So come on in and we'll go side by side.
Moral decay is spreading through our country and our society.
Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast.
Psychedelic feeling.
Yeah, way back in the jungle, way back.
Psychedelic feeling.
prophets and pagans and barons.
And a set of four notably psychedelic tracks, well, they all have the word psychedelic in the title. Creation's Disciple, top of the set with Psychedelic Retraction. Then The Ides from Kendall Records, 1967. The Ides from Milford, Delaware, 1967 release called Psychedelic Ride. Then The Krells, K-R-E-L-S, from Charlotte, North Carolina, 1967. Psychedelic Feeling. That one appears on at least two comps. It's certainly on Last of the Garage Punk Unknowns Volume 1 on Crypt Records. Also on one called I'm a Wild Angel, a collection of rare and unheard 60s garage punk and psychedelic singles. So The Krells with Psychedelic Feeling. And then just a little bit more global garage for you. The band is called Brood of Vipers. This is off one of the similar beat compilations. Very interesting those are. Although that track also appears on Psychedelic Web, Strangers from a Strange Land. So similar beat. Responsible for the All India Simla Beat Battle of the Bands contest held 1970 and 71 in Bombay, India, by the Imperial Tobacco Company, sponsoring these events to advertise their Simla brand of menthol cigarettes with which they were targeting the youth audience of the time. So we focus definitely on 60s music here, but the tracks on those Simla Beat comps, very, very much rooted in 60s garage and psychedelia, although released in 70 and 71. So Creation's Disciple was Psychedelic Retraction, The Ides was Psychedelic Ride, The Krells was Psychedelic Feeling, and Brood of Vipers was Psychedelic Web, leading us into this week's Global Garage set. That's coming up straight after this.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
We got very high ratings, by the way, but I won't mention that.
Well, let's go really obscure. Pekka Airaksonen, Finnish composer of electronic music, but back in the 60s, he formed his first band called The Sperm. Finnish ensemble combined garbled improvisation, zoned minimalism, theatrical hijinks, and more, in a fashion that one could only pull off back in those halcyon days. So they made one LP, very, very rare. It's called Shh. But it seems, although the music was never really their thing, they're kind of not really quite a rock band, not really quite a jazz band, not really an avant-garde group. Sort of precursors to the noise underground, I suppose. Let's check it out. This is Pekka Airaksonen off a comp I have called Psychedelic Finland. That's Finland with PH. Psychedelic Finland, Finnish hippie and underground music. This track's called Foss 2.
Hi, this is Steve from Charlotte, North Carolina, loving the groovy 60s garage sound. It's really not just the lyrics, it's the beat. You're listening to Phil Gray in Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk Show.
Tous les jeunes d'aujourd'hui aiment bien vivre leur vie. Ils s'habillent à leur façon et ils ont bien raison. On leur donne des idées, c'est à eux d'en décider. Quelques-uns ont les cheveux longs, ils n'ont peut-être pas toujours raison. Ils aiment vivre de cette façon et ils ont bien raison.
Tom seeks the help of his friend, Mac, a couple of years his senior, the boy who first introduced him to pot. Mac thinks Tom's project is real square, but he agrees to get him all the dope, no pun intended. He knows just where to start Tom's education, at a garden pot party held by one of Mac's friends. Smoking grass is a private affair and doesn't harm anybody, he's told. It's a groovy way of relaxing, opening your senses. Tom is most interested in what he sees. These people, most of them college students, are bright and well-adjusted, very sure of themselves and their ability to handle anything. Obviously, they are all able to blow pot occasionally without ill effects. Well, almost all of them.
She's a witch of trouble in electric blue.
And there's three slices of global psychedelia for this psychedelic-tinged episode of Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Pekka Airaksonen from Finland, top of the set, track called Foss 2. Then Lei Talmud out of Canada, 1967, from a place called Laval, very much inspired by The Animals. Track called Avoir Raison from 1967. The flip side to that was, in fact, a cover of The Who's The Kids Are All Right. So Canadian band, Lei Talmud. Then finally, Hanna Ulrichova and Atlantis. Video of this one up on our Facebook page. Hanna Ulrichova, Czech singer. 1964, she was in a rock band called Vulcan. Then in 1967, joined another band called Atlantis. So this one, Hanna Ulrichova and Atlantis, their cover of Cream's Strange Brew. A little bit more global garage still to come.
Yeah!
Wild, flagrant abuses of the God-given gift of sex.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk radio show and podcast.
Well, here's a band that defined psychedelic music in their home country. 1968 released a very, very important album called Vacant World. They're originally known as Nightingale, formed in 1966 as a folk trio. They are called The Jacks. Their Vacant World album released 1968 as Karapo no Sekai, or also as Jacks no Sekai, Jacks World. One of the most important Japanese albums, and this is one of the most important tracks by The Jacks. Picture and information on our Facebook page. This is Marianne.
Oh,
Very, very cool track there from Japanese group sounds psychedelic band, The Jacks, with Marianne. Picture up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. Hope you've enjoyed this psychedelia-tinged episode. I usually steer clear of the psychedelic end of 60s garage rock, but sometimes it's just refreshing to check out what was happening kind of 67 through to 69, really. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed this exploration of psychedelic garage. It's been a bunch of fun. I'm going to leave you with one last track. This is out of Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Formed 1964 as a psychedelic pop band, they're called the Nova Local. They had been known as The Shadows. Recorded just one album, Nova One, released on Decca Records in the USA in 1968. This is the Nova Local, with their tribute to Jimi Hendrix. Picture and information on our Facebook page. This is called Dear Jimmy, and that's it for Retrospect this week. I'm Phil Gray. Join me same time next week. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.